We can't use reason to make sense of the world because our minds have been totally corrupted by sin. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been talking about redeeming philosophy, but you got this response I just shared from a Christian, right?
John, I was speaking at a retreat, and I could see one man was unhappy. I knew he meant well, so I gently tried to steer him back in the right direction. You see, if our minds have been totally corrupted by sin, to the extent we can no longer reason, then we can't even know that our minds have been totally corrupted by sin.
All right, hang on for just a moment. This sounds like one of those self-defeating statements, right? Can you run that by me one more time?
The man was suggesting we can't rely on reason because it's been totally corrupted. But he was relying on reason to come to that conclusion. You see, if he truly couldn't rely on reason, he couldn't even know that he couldn't rely on reason.
Because he used his reason to figure this out. I get it.
This response to reason, or the neglect of the intellect, it's a serious problem in some Christian circles.
Yeah.
The idea the mind can't be trusted, it's something we need to put right.
So this guy, though, had a point, since our minds really have been corrupted by the fall, Alec.
Oh, yes. And we need to temper our trust. But it's not just our minds. Sin's damaged our emotions, our will. Some Christians who reject the intellect, they seem happy to follow their feelings as if they somehow survived the fall. Philosophy should not be a bad word in Christian circles. It's made up of two wonderful words, love and wisdom. When Shell and I were expecting our first child, we decided to name her Sophia, not because we love philosophy, but because we love the wisdom of God.
Have you checked out Alec's Jigsaw Guide to the Meaning of Life, a gorgeous coffee table book, perfect for sharing with an unsafe friend at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.